Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Well, this is nifty. A little drum boogie action. This is actually a father-daughter combo. Daddy shooting the keys. His daughter, she's like 14, 15. She's on the Skins, and she's damn good. I think they're Danish? Something like that. A lot of consonants in their name. 6.5 minutes past the hour here in San Francisco, where I currently sit here at Sports Overnight America. That would be 6.5 minutes past two. That'd be 6.5 past 3 in Denver, 4 in Chicago. It would be 5:21 or 4:21. That is in Scranton, Pennsylvania. iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93. Like I said, I'm the host of this Unmitigated Disaster. My name is Jerry Burke. Thank you. Messages received from Mom. Oh, Mom. Mom's texting me. Okay. Sunday was kind of a drag. Early in the morning, we heard her name, Jose Fernandez, the 24-year-old pitcher for the Miami Marlins, was killed in a boating accident with two of his friends, both in their early 20s. And then on Sunday evening, Arnold Palmer, the great Arnold Palmer, Arnie, passed away at the age of 87. But man, who wouldn't sign up for that life, huh? Man, he made golf cool. It was a country club thing. You know, no tans allowed, and he got it on TV. He made it so, you know, people like, you know, yours truly weren't embarrassed at the mini golf course. Okay, we were embarrassed. Hey, got a little treat for you coming. We're gonna do an update a little bit later. Lots to go over in baseball and in the NFL. By the way, congratulations to the Dodgers winning their fourth straight NL West title, and my Red Sox clinching a playoff spot. Yes, 11 in a row for my beloveds. Back in 1963. A catcher drafted originally by the Philadelphia Phillies, or signed by the Phillies, was traded to the Cleveland Indians. And he had one at bat in April of 1963 at Yankee Stadium, of all places. Former state trooper in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. He was actually one of my coaches when I was a teenager. He had one at bat in the bigs. And he had a really hot daughter who lives there in Oakland. She's married. Sorry. His name is Bobby Lipsky. And we're going to talk to him next, kids. Do an update a little bit later, then take your calls. iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93. This is Sports Overnight America.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest selection of music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. There's always a sprinkle of mystery and magic when we consider the man, woman, girl, or boy behind a song. Join me over at focusonrock.com, where we look at the girl behind the inspiration for Harry Chapin's 1972 hit Taxi. Who was Sue in the Taxi? How did they meet? And why did she inspire such beautiful creativity in the late, great Harry Chapin?
Whether you're creating new music, recording, or performing live, Guitar Center has the gear you need to bring out your best. And going on now, you can save up to 30% on select gear during our singer-songwriter event. Get a Martin X-Series acoustic electric guitar for just $5.99, a Latin percussion cajon for $79, or a pair of AKG K52 headphones for just $29. Don't miss your chance to save on everything you need to write, record, and perform. Guitar Center's singer-songwriter event is going on now, in-store and online.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
I never got to bat in the major leagues. I'd have liked to have that chance just once. To stare down a big league pitcher. To stare him down, and just as he goes into his windup, wink. Make him think you know something he doesn't. To feel the tingle in your arm as you connect with the ball. To run the bases, stretch a double into a triple, and flop face first into third.
Sports Overnight America, Sirius at XM Channel 92. Of course, you heard Burt Lancaster there, the words spoken of Moonlight Graham lamenting about not having one at-bat in the majors. And let's be honest, we all wanted to have one at-bat in the majors. It didn't matter if you popped up, hit a home run, whatever it was, you would love to have stood in a batter's box in a major league ball game just once, just to see what it's like. Many people have had just one at-bat in the big leagues. Growing up in Scranton, Pennsylvania, one of my father's friends was a Pennsylvania State Trooper who hit the greatest fungos in history. These things were Sputnik orbits. And he had one at-bat in the major leagues back in, I believe it was late April of 1963, a team that had early win on it, Hall of Famer early win, the 1963 Cleveland Indians. He was number 7 in your scorecard. He's number 1 in our hearts. Bob Lipsky joins us on Sports Overnight. Bob, how are you? Thanks for joining us tonight.
Oh, it's a pleasure to talk with anybody from Scranton, Pennsylvania.
Well, some of us actually got out of town and did well.
Yeah.
I wasn't one of them, but a lot of people have done that. Hey, listen, before we get into your one at-bat in the bigs, let me ask you something. When you've watched a major league game or been to a major league game, or even if you see or heard of somebody who has their first at-bat in the majors, what goes through your mind if you've ever seen that on TV? If you were the bench coach, as that kid was getting ready to go to the plate, what would you say to him?
Relax. Try and relax, because when you get the call like that, it's hard to describe the feeling that comes over you. I was playing professional baseball for 5 years,
right,
and I had a whole year in AAA at Buffalo, and I was in the bullpen in Yankee Stadium. And I was talking with my brother-in-law, who was come down to see the game,
right,
and the phone rang, and they said, come on down to the dugout, you're going to pinch hit. Well, from left field in Yankee Stadium,
right, it was a $5 cab ride, I remember, yeah.
I could feel my nerves starting to act up. And, just being in Yankee Stadium was a thrill for me. I mean,
right,
that's like that's like walking in the Holy Land, you know?
Well, Yankee. Except unless you're a Red Sox fan like me, then it was Fenway Park. But I understand. I'd been to old Yankee Stadium before the renovations in 75 when they actually had the monuments were in center field. Jimmy Pearsall used to hide behind them. I thought that Babe Ruth was buried out there. I really did think that.
You know, I guess a lot of people thought that, but no, that's not true. But you know, when you're going to pinch hit in Yankee Stadium in the game of the week, you know,
right.
and you haven't faced live pitching for 3 weeks,
right?
You become nervous.
Of course,
you know what I mean? You're nervous. And I went up to the plate with the idea that I'm going to swing at every yeah. pitch.
If it's a pickoff move to first, I'm hacking, basically. Well, listen, before we get to the actual at bat, let me ask you: you were not a September call up. You were brought up. You came up sometime during April, I guess it was in '63.
Well,
your first time on the field, I guess, was April 28th. I guess you caught an inning or two or something like that.
Yeah, in Kansas City. Yeah, that was after Yankee Stadium, I believe.
Right.
But I was drafted by
Philadelphia in 56, right?
Well, I signed with Philadelphia when I graduated high school.
Right. Did you go to Tech or Central?
Tech.
Yeah, that's right. Scranton Tech High School, which no longer exists. My alma mater of my parents. Go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah. Great school.
Oh yeah, Red Raiders go. Anyway,
yes.
Please. But no, so you were signed by Philadelphia at age 18, and I know you were picked up in the Rule 5 draft by Cleveland, I think like 4 or 5 years later or something like that.
Well, yeah. I didn't start playing until 1959 because I was in the Navy. I joined the Navy Reserve
mm-hmm.
in high school, and I found out later that I had to go 2 years active duty. So instead of starting my career in 57,
right.
I started in 59.
Well, I'm going to tell you something, Bob Lipsky, by the way, who joins us here from Scranton, Pennsylvania. The man had one at-bat in the bigs back in early 1963. I checked on this, and you know what? Ted Williams struck out in his first at-bat at Yankee Stadium in his first major league appearance. So you see, here's the thing. What, they gave Ted Williams other chances. They have streets named after him and tunnels up in the Boston area. If they had given you a second chance, they'd be building not monuments and naming streets after you in Cleveland.
You know what? You just made me feel real good.
See, I remember, and this is on a personal aside, I was talking with Kenny Sherman. If you remember that name, he was one of my best friends growing up. And you used to hit the greatest fungos. I mean, these things would bring down rain. And I swear, every time you hit one up in the air, Kenny used to yell out, "Sputnik." Because those things used to go so far. We used to love catching your fly balls. I used to stay out until it was dark half the time. You used to get sick and tired of me. But so you brought up to the Cleveland. Who was the manager of the Indians then?
Bertie Tepetz.
Bertie Tepetz, who actually played with Babe Ruth back in the day.
He played with a lot of guys.
And Tommy John was on that team. He was like 18 or 19 years old and making all of $6,500 a year, I might add. Tommy Agee, who later on became famous for his couple of center field catches with the Mets against the Orioles in the 69 series. Early Wynn was on that team. Now, Early Wynn was is a Hall of Fame pitcher. He had 300 career wins. He pitched for like 48 years in the bigs. Did you get a chance to talk? I mean, when you first got into your first game, who was pitching? Mudcat Grant was on that team, too, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, Mudcat Grant was on that team. Sam McDowell was on that team. Dick Donovan, who was a 20-game winner in the big leagues, I think, the year before. He was on that team.
Yep, he was. Tommy Agee was on that team. Of course, I think Joe Ascone was the catcher who caught the most games for that season. You guys went 79 and 83 that year, which is kind of respectable. You finished sixth in the American League, so that's not too bad.
Mm-hmm.
But you're considering you had to go up against the Yankees. So you get into a game as a catcher before you ever got a chance to pinch hit in the bigs. You caught a couple of games, right?
I just went in, caught an inning in Kansas City. One or two innings.
Two innings. I checked. You caught two innings and you had three putouts, which means you caught three strikeouts in the big leagues. That's three more than I ever get. Okay, so let's go. We're at Yankee Stadium. You're out in the bullpen catching whomever is warming up out there. Or if you know anything about bullpens in the majors, you were looking at girls. Bernie Tepetz brings you in from the bullpen. You get into the dugout, and you said Whitey Ford, I guess you said, was started that day. But you didn't have the pleasure of going up against the chairman of the board. You went up against who?
Hal Renneff, who was a right-hander. hitter, you know.
Right, you were a left-handed hitter, buddy.
He's not going to pinch hit a left-handed guy like me against Whitey Ford.
Right. When you got up to the plate, Yankee Stadium's right field porch, I mean, you could throw a rock out of there. I mean, it was a short right field porch. When you're standing up at the plate and you look, it was like being at Shout Stadium in Dunmore. It was like 260 feet down the right field line. When you look down the right field line, and I don't know if Moose Skowron was playing first for the Yankees or not. I don't know. But you look down and you saw that right field was that close. Did you get up there and say to yourself, you know what, I can do this?
Oh, absolutely. I would love to hit in Yankee Stadium my whole career. They fly out of there down right field.
And so you get up. So you get up to the plate. Could you feel nerves when you got? Actually...
Yeah, I feel very nervous. As a matter of fact, I could feel it in my legs. I was nervous, and I was hoping Nelson Howard didn't see my legs shaking.
Did the umpire say anything to you, knowing that it was your first at bat? Because I've spoken to a couple people who it was their first at bat in the bigs. The umpire actually went up, brushed the plate, and just kind of, you know, almost in a fatherly way said, "Just relax, it'll be over. It'll be just relax, it'll be over soon." I think was what they said.
Well, you know, I foul two pitches off down the right, two ground balls down the right field line, and I felt, geez, at least I hit the ball.
Right.
I haven't faced live pitching, and then the count got to 3-2, and he made a pitch on the black, low and away. It was a strike, and I didn't even argue, but. The only regret I have is I never swung at that ball. At least if I swung at
you
it,
you went down swinging, right?
Let me
ask you something, and not to bring this down a little bit, but so you're what, 24, 25 years old, give or take?
25, yeah.
And you know, you strike out in your only appearance in the. How long after that did they send you back down to the minors?
I was with the ball club 30 days. I think it was in May sometime.
Okay, well, yeah, it was early May, but when you got sent, did you get sent back to AAA in Buffalo? Is that where they ended up sending you?
Well, here's the deal: the Phillies had the option to take me back in their organization.
Oh, okay.
Cleveland paid Philadelphia $25,000 for me in the draft.
Nice.
And if they returned me to Philadelphia, Philadelphia had to give them half the $25,000 back. So the Phillies made $12,500 on me. So
which were spent on stadium repairs, probably at Old Shibe Park.
I went back. I went back at that time. Frank Lucchesi was the manager, right. The AAA manager in the Philly organization. He was managing Little Rock.
Mm-hmm.
In the International League, and it was him, his influence that the Phillies took me back and sent me to Little Rock.
And if they were so interested in getting you back, at what point did you start to say to yourself, you know what, I'm not going back there anytime soon? I mean, when did it start occurring to you that might have been my only shot in the bigs?
Well, you know, once you get that close, it's hard to get it out of your system. You know, you figure you can make it back. You know, you can make it back. But it's one of the most discouraging moments of your life when you get sent out of the major leagues back to AAA.
Well, I can understand it. But, you know, the people who are listening to us right now on Sports Overnight America on Sirius and XM Channel 90. They would swim through 2 miles of barbed wire just to be able. My father, for example, you know my father pretty well. My dad was a all field, no hit minor league third baseman in the Mets organization. To the day he died, he said he would have given up his firstborn child, which unfortunately was me, he would have loved to have stood at third base on the field, for one pitch. And he said he didn't care what happened on the pitch, ball, strike, out, just for one pitch. There are people who would swim through glass to say that they had one at bat in the bigs. And I can understand where you say you'd like to, if you're going to strike out, you should strike out, swinging. But that happens. So how long were you back with the Phillies organization before you ended up doing what my dad did, which was get married and have a wife that says you're not playing ball anymore?
Well, let me just say one thing. When I got sent down, John Romano, who was the first string catcher, broke his finger.
Uh-huh.
And if they had not sent me back to the Philly organization, I probably would have stayed with the big club.
And they would have been building those monuments and naming streets after you there on the banks of the Lake Erie.
Yeah, but that's the way it worked out. And I went back to AAA and I stayed. Well, when I first started playing pro ball, I said, "Well, I'll give it 5 years," mm-hmm. you know, and I was with Cleveland at the end of 5 years,
mm-hmm.
but then I put in three more. Like I said, when you're that close, you hate to quit.
Yeah,
you know?
And you're getting paid to play baseball. I mean, I'm not in any hurry to stop doing this. I mean, that would be my mentality. But look at me, I'm 49 years old. I play wiffle ball games still. I mean, I'll do anything to play in a ball game. You know that. You knew me as a kid. I was like that as a little kid as well. Bob Lipsky joins us from Scranton, Pennsylvania. No T, no N. He is a former Pennsylvania State Trooper who never pulled me over. Had one at bat in the bigs with the Cleveland Indians. Back in 1963, and he struck out. And Bob, listen, I so appreciate the time you came. This was an absolutely fantastic. This was an actual thrill for me, believe it or not.
It's always nice to talk baseball with somebody that knows it. You know?
And your daughter Mary Grace, who lives out here near me in Oakland, California, I live in San Francisco, is telling me you're friends with Lee Elia.
Oh yeah. Lee is a very close friend of mine. We roomed together for 3 years in the Philly chain. As a matter of fact, we see each other once or twice a year. I'll go down and visit him. He lives right in the Tampa area, right. You know, Dessa.
Yeah, I know
that. I go down and play some golf with him, you know, and he comes up here. Him and his wife come up here, and we've been very close. You know, there's a guy.
Eloquent speaker, by the way, Lee Elia. Just throwing that out there. I've heard some of his press conferences and his post game. He had a way with the English language. But anyway, please continue.
Yeah. Well, we discussed that many times, and my own personal opinion, he would have been a great major league manager. He knew the game inside out.
Sure.
But he just lost it momentarily that one time, which was supposed to be behind closed doors, you know, and all that stuff. No.
But Earl Weaver got away with it.
Yeah.
Billy Martin. Lord knows Billy Martin did.
Oh God, yeah.
So,
yeah, but you see the thing of it is he ripped the fans.
He did,
and that's what hurt him.
And,
you know?
And there were Cub fans, no less, which you don't want to do.
Oh, I know. But boy, that was a tragic thing because he was a great manager.
He was, Mr. I've seen my influences in my life. I still want to call you Mr. Lipsky, Bob Lipsky. Thank you so much for doing this. Honest to God, this has been I've interviewed countless people. I was out getting drunk with Bill Spaceman Lee just last night, but this has actually been one of the thrills of my career. Thank you so much for doing this.
Okay, Jerry, thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
Bob Lipsky, ladies and gentlemen, the man had one at-bat in the bigs back in 1963, hit two scorching, I'm going to say it, he hit two foul balls down the right field line at Yankee Stadium, one hasn't landed yet, got a crap call on a called third strike, and his only big league at-backer. Thanks to Bob Lipsky, Sports Overnight America, Sirius XM Channel 92.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead. I'll wait. GEICO presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with GEICO to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with GEICO. The Shazam 15, brought to you by GEICO. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
GEICO presents sharing versus oversharing. Yesterday, Cliff Sora shared a top 10 list of hot fusion restaurants, a vegan gluten-free mashup recipe, and a podcast featuring organic food trends. Oh, TMI? Too much internet information. That's oversharing. Cliff, GEICO has something worth sharing with your friends. Like how on GEICO.com you could save hundreds on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim. Gluten-free info that's easy to swallow. GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Which did you take, sir, the Vicodin or the Percocet?
I wasn't supposed to take them both.
Decisions, decisions. Oh, well, Dave Brubeck, nice. Once again, our thanks to former Pennsylvania State Trooper Bob Lipsky. Had one at bat in the bigs. Drew the K on a full comp pitch at Yankee. Look, who would at Yankee Stadium knows? Who wouldn't want at least one at bat in the bigs, right? This update is brought to you by the Pro Hammer Bat Kids, the numero uno training device being used in the bigs right now, straight through the minors, youth leagues. They even have a softball bat to help with your swing. Ain't that sweet? Here's what you need to do. Just for a second, quit looking at porn. Not that we have a problem with it. We actually strongly advocate it, but with both hands, check out type in the website. It's phbat.com. You type in the coupon code baseball, you're going to get a great deal for the Pro Hammer Bat. Starting the NFL, Cleveland had a chance. 47-yard field goal at the end of regulation, wide left. Ended up losing in overtime to Miami. Your final score was 30-24. Elsewhere, check out the Bills. Actually, to be a little more specific, check out how bad Arizona's looking. The Bills take care of Arizona big time, 33-18. The biggity, biggity, oh, 17-10 over Tennessee. My Ravens, hell yeah, they're 3-0 now. 19-17 over Jacksonville, who actually put up a good fight. God, Giants, really? You lose to Washington at home, 29-27. Minnesota heads down to Charlotte. Danced on their lawn, so to speak. 22-10 is the Vikings, and I think they had to bring back Chuck Foreman, Brent McClanahan, and Sammy White for this one. 22-10 over Carolina. Elsewhere, Denver rolls along 29-17 over the Kitties from Cincinnati. Green Bay at Lambeau, 34-27 over at Detroit. Elsewhere, the Rams in Tampa, a rematch of the 1979 NFC title game. Final score of that one was 9-0, by the way. This time they take care of Tampa, 37-32. No Vince Ferragamo, no Frank Corral kicking. Seattle just beat up on the Niners, 37-18. And what, Pittsburgh, really? Really? I mean, I despise you, but at least put up a fight. 34-3, clubbed by Philadelphia. That game was in South Philly. Kansas City, 24-3 over the Jets, but in that one, Robbie Anderson, Temple University, first NFL touchdown. Yeah. The Colts, they take care of San Diego, 26-22. Elsewhere, Dallas, really not much of a contest. 31-17 over the Bears, but it really wasn't all that close, to be perfectly honest with you. We move over to Major League Baseball. Yeah, my Red Sox 11 in a row, kids. 11 in a row. You heard right. 3-2, they take care of Tampa. Elsewhere, the Evil Empire put a fork in them. Tampa, Toronto, that is, 4-3 over the Yankees. Elsewhere in the American League, it was Kansas City, a field goal better than Detroit, Le Tigre à Detroit, 12-9. The White Sox, 3-0 over Cleveland. Elsewhere in the American League, where the hell did that score? There we go. They got the Seattle Mariners, 4-3 over Minnesota. The Angels, beaten by Houston, 4-1. Oakland, 7-1 over Tejas. National League, the Atlanta-Miami game, that was postponed. Of course, the passing of Jose Fernandez in a boating accident on Sunday morning. National League scores, Chicago 3-1 over San Luis. San Diego 4-3 over the Gigantes de San Francisco. Combine that with the Dodgers 4-3 win over Colorado. Fourth straight year, the Dodgers have won the NL West. Elsewhere in the National League, Pittsburgh missed a late field goal, 10-7. They were beaten by Washington. Cincinnati 4-2 over Milwaukee. The Mets squeaked by Philadelphia, 17-0. Yeah, that's going to leave a bruise. Interleague play was Baltimore 2-1 over Arizona Sunday evening. The great Arnold Palmer, 7 majors, 95 career wins, passed away at the age of 87. This update brought to you by the Pro Hammer Bat, the numero uno training device being used in the bigs right now, straight through the minors, youth leagues. You even have a softball bat to help with your swing. If you play the sport, baseball we speak of here, go to their website. It's phbat.com. You type in the coupon code baseball, you get a great deal for the Pro Hammer Bat. You may proceed with looking at porn. 1-800-878-7529. That is the number here. God help us all. Townsend's in with me next. Coming to you from beautiful San Francisco, California, this is Sports Overnight America. Good morning.
This is Chris Townsend for the Pro Hammer Baseball Training Bat. The Pro Hammer Bat is the number one training tool in all of baseball, currently being used at all levels from Major League Baseball all the way down to Little League. We even have a softball version. The bat is essential for any ball player to take their game to the next level. Go to their website, phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball. That's phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball to get the special deal. You want results? Use the Pro Hammer Bat.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483, or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
iHeartRadio, an app so powerful, it holds 20 million songs from 450,000 artists, thousands of the best live radio stations, custom stations, and stations created just for you. It's anywhere and it's everywhere. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Who knows what will be peddled for truth on this network?
Uptown got its hustlers. The Bowery got its bumps. 42nd Street got Big Jim Walker. He a bull-shooting son of a gun. Yeah, he's big and dumb as a man can come, but he's stronger than a country horse. And when the bad folks all get together at night, you know they all call Big Jim Ball just because. And they say you don't tug on Superman's cape, you don't spit into the wind, you don't pull a mask off.
You know, if this comes out today, is it popular?
In circles, yeah.
But as big as it was then back then?
Boy.
I think no way.
You know, here's the thing.
You got to be kind of pop, and it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter how talented you are, as long as you got sizzling out.
You got to have sizzle on the steak. And it doesn't matter what genre either, by the way.
It doesn't matter how talented you are either.
No, there's got to use, I mean, use talent still wins out.
No.
But
okay, yeah, in the long run. Yes, in the long run. Do you think 30 years from now we're going to be hearing from Pink or Lady Gaga? I'm telling you right now, 30 years from now, people will still be buying this CD. Well, they won't have CDs then, obviously.
No, I think Lady Gaga will. Lady Gaga has talent, a lot of talent. She's a writer, Jerry. You know, she wrote for a lot of different people. Why are you hitting the microphone?
Hello, what happened? What did you do with Chris?
Hey, you got to read about her.
Mm-hmm.
She was writing for people before you. And listen, I'm not sitting around listening to Lady Gaga.
But I've
saw some stuff on her, and she's very talented. She's been a writer. She's been around a lot longer than you think.
All right, maybe.
She put together a full rock opera and went around the country. I mean,
she's huge. That's original. Pete Townsend never did that. Roger Waters.
Yeah, but she's
never
writing
that.
It all herself.
Pete Townsend.
All herself.
Townsend wrote Tommy. He wrote Quadrophenia. Waters.
Yeah, but he was in a band. She's out
he
there.
Wrote
she's
it all
wait,
by
wait.
Himself.
She's front row. She's not sitting behind somebody
are
else.
Are you trying to compare Lady Gaga to Pete Townsend? Are you really? I'm going to use your words.
No, really? You're bringing up somebody from the 70s, and you're pissing on Lady Gaga. And I'm telling you Lady Gaga has some serious talent.
Compared to Pete Townsend, did you really just do that? Please tell me you didn't do that. Because you made me speechless. I didn't think that was possible.
You really think she has no? Do you know anything about her?
So I know she's not as talented as Pete Townsend.
I'll just say this: research it, go find out about her. Because I knew nothing about her either. I would be like, "Who the hell's Lady Gaga?" And then once you research it and you find out what she's about and what she has done, you'll have a newfound respect.
Okay, maybe.
But you're trying to compare someone who's been in the business. How old is he?
Townsend's been around since 64. So Townsend's
okay.
Like 67.
And you're comparing to someone in their 20s.
But my point,
I'll just tell you this.
Chris, Townsend was
if
20.
If you did comparable age.
Yeah. Okay, fine. You want to do comparable age?
If you compared him at the same ages.
Yes, I will do that.
She would dwarf him in cash and popularity.
Bulls. Chris, the man wrote Tommy when he was 23. Tommy!
She made $123 million last year.
I don't care if she made more money than
God. You don't know anything about her, and you don't respect her.
You know nothing about her. Wait, hold on. You're going to go on a national radio program, and you're going
You don't know anything about her.
You're going to compare her.
Go look. You don't know anything about her.
You're going to compare Lady Gaga to Pete Townsend? Are you high?
You don't know anything about her.
I don't have to. That's like, I don't have to, Chris.
No, that is so unfair. Then you know what? That is like in sports. So you're saying like a modern day athlete to now doing great things cannot live up to somebody who did stuff in the 50s, 60s, and 70s.
Chris, are you trying to tell, really? Now, look, just back up for a second. Try not to be.
You know nothing about her.
Okay, fair
she
enough.
She's got like over a million people following her on Twitter.
Chris, we're talking.
And you don't even know about so.
Chris,
you are a social media. You know nothing about it.
Chris,
you even on Twitter?
No,
you even understand Twitter?
I understand. I just don't like Twitter.
No. There comes a thing to where Lady Gaga in some areas is far more popular than Oprah.
Well, that's big.
You don't even know. You know nothing about that. I don't even
my
know why
point,
I'm defending
no,
this
no,
girl.
Here's my point.
I'm not a
no,
fan.
Chris.
I'm saying you know nothing about her. You tell me Pete Townsend is bigger than Oprah. Pete Townsend is a pimple on Oprah's ass.
Pete Townsend. And
to Oprah? Oprah.
Commercially? Of course not. Of course Oprah's bigger. Of course she is.
Okay, now Lady Gaga in some forms of, like they do this stuff with PR and social media, she's bigger than Oprah.
Okay, fair
so
enough.
You're acting like she's nobody.
I'm speaking
you're out
on
of
a,
your mind.
I'm speaking
just because he
talent.
Did.
I'm speaking just pure.
No.
That
no.
guy wrote "Who's Next?" For Christ's sake.
That has a.
That's like arguably the greatest rock album ever done.
You are such a stoner music guy from the old days. I'm Lady Gaga has a tremendous amount of talent and popularity, and you made her seem like just because Pete Townsend wrote Tommy. Hey, dude,
Chris,
I'm telling you right
okay,
now,
okay, I'm
Lady Gaga dwarfs Oprah and stuff, and
okay.
that will tell you how big she is right
fair
now.
Fair enough. But here's what I want you to do.
Comparable. Did I say comparable? I said comparable.
No.
Pete Townsend at 23 was what?
Was writing Tommy and who's
so
next?
What? Writing Tommy. What does that mean?
Tommy is the seminal.
Who knew
rock.
Who he was?
Everyone knew who Pete Townsend
no,
was.
No.
He was a headliner at Woodstock, for Christ's sake. The Isle of Wight Festival, Chris.
That is a drug infected. That is a drug
no,
concert.
No. Oh my God! I can't believe we're.
Wait.
Okay,
you're going to say right now
yes.
a person who is as popular as she is. On social media, which means every American and people around the world are all
purely on
in
talent.
Computers.
I'm talking purely on talent. Are you trying to tell
me? No, we're not talking talent.
I am talking about talent.
Well, because that's all you got, because you cannot talk popularity. You can't talk money.
Christ.
She dwarfs him at the same
Vanilla
age in
Vanilla Ice
career.
Sold more albums than Traffic, for God's sake. You're going to tell me that Vanilla Ice is more talented than
I will
than
tell
Stevie
you
Winwood?
Right now, Lady Gaga... At where she is,
and I'm the one who gets
and
called
Pete
flaky.
And Pete Townsend, where he was, her career was further than his.
And you call me flaky? You want to? I tell you, next time you're in town, you and I are going to go down to the ship, or we'll go down to the Gold Dust or something like that. We will arbitrarily pick 10 people. You can even pick the 10 people. I don't care who they are. I don't care if it's the guy begging for quarters out in front of the building. For God's sake, we'll go up there, and you get up there and you say, "Listen, let me ask you something." Comparably speaking, who do you think is more talented, Pete Townsend or Lady Gaga?
But you're comparing a man who's in his 60s to a young girl.
He was in his teens and early 20s when he was writing some of the greatest rock songs ever written, Chris.
She's huge. You think she's some chump.
You
think she's some chump.
I'm not saying she's some chump. She's all over the damn BART stations with her posters and everything.
She thinks she's some chump.
You're trying to think she's bigger than The Who? Come on.
Whoa. We're not comparing the Who. We're trying to talk individuals.
All right, Pete. Okay, you're trying to say she's bigger than Pete Townsend as far as
Pete Townsend in music, individually.
In music circles.
Oh, by far.
In music circles.
Pete Townsend. What has Pete Townsend done on Pete Townsend?
Hey, what are you talking about? He did White City. He did All the Best Cowboys Have Chinese Eyes. He did Broken. He did Empty Glass. He went up there and he did.
Pete Townsend toured on his name and made millions on just his name. Not The Who and not what he did with The Who. This chick's done it all on her own.
He made a bucket of money just on his name.
She was born in 86.
I was, God almighty, I was 21 years old.
And by the way, I think she made close to $200 million last year.
I don't care if she made $200 billion, Chris. Money's not important. It's not how much you make. Wait, okay, so Jim Croce died broke. Are you trying to tell me that there are people?
She did it on her own.
Oh,
you're talking about you're talking about a guy that had to be in a band. She's done it on her own.
No,
that doesn't mean anything. Wait a minute, that doesn't mean anything. You mean someone who wrote for she was she did a, songs for different groups and then she went out on her own. On her own, she's not in a band. She's not in a band called The Who. It's her deal.
He
She's
made
the one.
The Who. If it weren't for Townsend, there is no. Okay, Chris, let me explain this to you.
No.
I'm going to explain it to you. Like,
Tiger Woods or Derek Jeter? Tiger Woods.
And you wonder why I drink on the air, people. You wonder why I do. All right, look, we got to go to a break right now.
You want to go sales? You want to go money earned?
I don't know.
Where do you want to go? By the time they were the same age.
Okay.
It was her. She wasn't in a band. It was her.
The guy wrote Tommy. The guy wrote Who's Next. Quadrophenia.
Okay, what did she write? What did she write?
Exactly.
Oh, no, I can give you a ton. Her songs are number one all over. You don't know.
Okay, look.
You know nothing about her.
On the off chance that you and I are alive in 20 years.
She's 25 years old.
I'm saying on the off chance you and I are alive in 20 years, which is a really good chance there may not happen because you may kill me and then they're going to execute
you. You don't know anything about her.
But my point is that...
Your point is you are just saying you are like an old man in baseball going, the players that come now will never be as good as the guys that I grew up and loved. You give youth no credit.
I give youth lots of credit.
You don't even know. Well,
I'd
admit
rather see
it.
A
you know nothing about her.
I know she's not Pete Townsend.
Name me one of her songs.
You couldn't have done it unless you just Googled her. So that my point.
I actually saw with Podesta after the one. What fight we watched? We watched the Sugar Shane Mosley against Pacquiao fight. They had her thing on.
What a disaster!
This woman is really talented. But you know what? You know nothing about her.
You're talking about arguably the greatest songwriter in the history of rock music.
Your generation, you're saying that no one will ever be as talented as those people that are near. There's nothing they can do.
I'm not saying nobody ever will, but I got news for you. It's been going on 4 to 5 years now, and still there's no one sniffing Townsend. There's no one sniffing Lennon and McCartney. There's no one even sniffing these people
yet.
Do
you even know who she is?
My point is...
You have no point. Your point is you're making... Whether I'm right or wrong... You're just saying the people that I love from when I was growing up, no one else can touch them.
Chris,
and I don't care if I know who they are.
There were horrible bands back in my day that
you
were very
don't
popular.
Know her body of work. So how is that a fair judgment if you can't even scout the body of work?
Okay, I'll scout the body of work, but I'm telling
you. No, just admit it. You haven't.
I haven't.
You're making a judgment on a player you've never seen.
Exactly, that's like getting up there saying, well, this guy's coming up. He's been in the league now for about 4 or 5 years. Boy, you know what? I think his work is comparable to Ted Williams. What are you, high?
Her sales.
So what?
Wait. That's fine. But how do you make how do you give an opinion on someone you've never even seen? You've never listened to. You don't. You live in a genre that's called classic. You don't even know. You've never even been around it. You don't even watch. I don't even know if you have cable TV.
I have cable.
You have HBO. Monster Ball thing was the number one thing on HBO.
I didn't watch it. I have Encore. I prefer Encore. I prefer the art channels.
You are making an assessment on someone you've never seen, and you know what? Shame on you for that. Whether you're right or wrong, the fact that you're saying that I am right, even though I haven't even seen this artist perform, shame on you.
Okay, that's fair. I'll look her up.
That is fair.
But I know I'll be right.
That is fair.
I know I'm going to be right.
You're making an opinion on something you've never seen, you don't even know. That is just so narrow-minded. You know what, Jerry?
What?
For such a free thinker, it really shows you're very narrow-minded.
Oh, yeah, that's me.
You're listening to the Chris Townsend Show Sports Overnight.
You know, to this day, I swear blind I won that argument. I can win an argument against anybody, any place, any time. This is why people steer clear of me at parties. You know, and a lot of times, out of a sign of sheer respect, I don't even get invited. We have an update next. Our thanks to Chris Townsend from 95.7 The Game. This is Sports Overnight America.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client
website immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical, and some may not qualify. The consultation is free, and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Oh, this is one of those days which the pages of history teach us are best spent lying in bed.
Which reminds me, it's 3.5 minutes before 6 on the East Coast. Wakey, wakey! Time to get up! Monday morning! Let's go! Meanwhile, we still have some after-hours places in San Francisco right up the street from here that I will be, man, not really, because taking these pain pills for his cracked tooth. Let's see. Do not mix with alcohol. Okay, I'll keep them in separate glasses. Once again, our thanks to Chris Townsend from 95.7 The Game here in San Francisco. Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93. This update is brought to you by the Pro Hammer Bat, the number one training device used in the bigs right now, straight through the minors, youth leagues. You even have a softball bat to help with your swing. Here's what you need to do. Go to their website. It's phbat.com. Type in the coupon code BASEBALL. You'll get a great deal for the Pro Hammer Bat. Golf king icon. Arnold Palmer passed away on Sunday evening at the age of 87, seven majors. He had like 90 tournament wins through his career. First golfer to win $1 million in a purse. And he did a great job with Quaker State. Put Latrobe on the map of that and Rolling Rock beer. Sign me up for that life any day. Also a sad story. Sunday morning, Jose Fernandez, the very talented right-handed pitcher for the Miami Marlins, he and two friends passed away in a boating accident off the coast of Florida. Don't have time for baseball scores on those happy notes, so we'll just give you the NFL. Here we go, kids. Cleveland had their chances, but Miami pulls it out in overtime, 30-24 at the Hard Rock Stadium in Miami. Check this one out. Buffalo 33-18 over the Cardinals. Really? Biggity, biggity, oh, in 92-degree heat in Nashville, 17-10 over Tennessee. My Ravens, hell yeah, 19-17 over Jacksonville. They are now 3-0. Washington in Jersey takes care of the Giants. Really? All right. 29-27. Minnesota I mean, playing with like half a team, goes and dances on Carolina's yard. 22-10, the Vikings over the Panthers. Denver rolls on, 29-17 over Cincinnati. It was Green Bay at Lambeau, 34-27 over Detroit. Rematch of the 79 NFC title game, which Frank Corral kicked three field goals to win 9-0 for the Rams. This time it was the Rams again over Tampa, 37-32. Seattle spanked the Niners, 37-18. Philadelphia, just redheaded stepchild Pittsburgh and Philly, 34-3. Kansas City, 24-3 over the Jets, just end the seasons. In Indy was the Colts, 26-22 over the Thunderbolt and Lightning. And the Cowboys over the Bears, 31-17 in the Sunday night game. This update brought to you by the Pro Hammer Bat. Go to phbat.com, type in the coupon code baseball, you get a great deal for the Pro Hammer Bat. Those idiots at the USA Network next with the news. God help us all, kids. This is Sports Overnight America.
Darn, that's the end.